Hello and welcome to another Directions Magazine podcast. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. During the ESRI Senior Executive Seminar in San Diego, one of the most inspiring presentations I heard was given by Adele Abaid, the Chief Information Officer of the City of Philadelphia. A fellow New Jersey native, Abaid was the former CIO and CTO for the state of New Jersey, having worked for Governors Christie, Florio, Whitman, and Corzine. He sees that GIS and an open data policy will fuse together and advance civic innovation, leading cities and citizens to organize and advance. I hope you enjoy the interview. Adele, I mean, I just found, you know, your presentation almost visionary with some of the things you were talking about. I guess what I want to start off is, Nutter's a pretty visionary kind of mayor. And other mayors that I've had the opportunity to interview, I've always asked the question, can you manage the city with GIS or from a geographical perspective? And maybe given where you are, how do you think it's being implemented?
Well, first of all, I totally agree that Mayor Nutter is truly a visionary person behind many of the innovation movements and programs and in the city. He's very passionate about where he wants to see Philadelphia. I don't know how many cities have a document that describes what Philadelphia would look like by 2035. I don't know how many mayors have the audacity, you know, big, hairy, audacious goals to stand up and say, we want to be the greenest city in the country. And it takes that kind of vision to really push all the moving parts in government, including senior staff, rank and file, to execute on that vision. Absolutely. You know, a visionary like a guy like Mayor Nutter, you don't want to fail him. And even when he comes up with initiatives that are that really stretch that rubber band, you know, he makes us believe in it. And Philadelphia is probably the best place to drive a vision like that. It's first of all, it's a large city, fifth largest in the country, but it's a very manageable city, a very walkable city. It's people in Philadelphia have very strong emotional connection to their neighborhoods. most people who grew up in Philadelphia stay in Philadelphia. Their families, their kids and grandkids, and right. So there's very strong emotional connection. But it's also a city that it is facing quite a few challenges. It's a city that is cash strapped.
Yeah.
So how do you? The challenge really is, how does a visionary mayor push his vision in a cash strapped city? He does it by, you know, being persistent. He does it by constantly pushing. Hiring all the right folks who can help him implement, and constantly being the best cheerleader that Philadelphia can ever have. He used his role as the president of the U.S. Council of Mayors to really make Philadelphia an international destination. He truly believes in making Philadelphia an innovation-friendly city. Makes my job and others simple, because we've got the right leadership and the executive support. You go from the 30,000 foot view to boots on the ground, and in a large urban setting like Philadelphia, everything is about location. Everything is place-based. So our ability to organize data around a parcel, a location, a region, a cluster, drives much of the information that we collect, organize, and present. Tomorrow at the plenary session, you're going to see what public safety, our best and brightest, has been able to do in improving the response.
Well, you can't
plow the streets, you can't pick up garbage, you can't put the police out there without knowing location. And that's what I'm curious about, is does the mayor understand that degree
of
concern?
Yeah, absolutely. He does understand it. And I think not only him, but his deputy mayors also understand that the future means that we put these real-time sensors out in the built environment so that we can get real-time assessment of how the city is operating and how it's responding to and servicing its citizens. You know, perfect example is, wouldn't it be nice to know in real time, you know, how many blocks were plowed and how many yards of salt were spread on the ground?
And giving the citizens the understanding of when that was done and what's next.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And integrating that sensor type information with 311 platforms to really create these community dashboards. And again, at the same time, also mining some social media so that you can get near real-time, you know, community sentiment about how you're doing.
Yeah. And that was one of the things you really talked about, was integrating the social media, but giving the community a way to feed back to the city planners and the government.
Yeah, and Mayor Nutter truly believes in these feedback loops, because we never want to be, you know, arrogant and think that we know what citizens want. We want to be best at what we do and deliver, but we also want to be courageous and accept feedback and constructive criticism, so that, you know, we can continue to put these feedback loops into process, people, and technology. You know, so learning how to learn is a big deal. But I've worked for a lot of great leaders in the past, and you know, Mayor Nutter just makes it really easy, fluid. He's demanding. But he demands what's good for people, and you'll even hear him sometimes, you know, Mayor Nutter will say, basically, I don't work for government, I work for the people. And how many mayors do you hear say that?
It's unusual.
Yeah. So that behavior flows down to his deputies. So Managing Director Rich Negrin believes in that same concept. All of his deputy mayors overseeing clusters or affinity groups believe in that mantra as well.
Yeah. Now, you talked about the fact that your title is Chief Innovation Officer, and that you only get to spend about 20% of your time on innovation. The things you talked about the trends and what you can do with the innovative trends coming out, I think was fascinating. I mean, what's your biggest challenge? What would be your first thing that you would try to innovate further, given what you have today in Philadelphia?
Yeah, so I would love to. I mean, everybody talks about, you know, what's your legacy, what signature do you leave behind when the time comes, and I would love to leave behind an organization that's mature enough and learns how to learn, understands how to innovate, and understands that is not a single role, you know, played by a single person, but rather it's an ecosystem supported by a lot of folks throughout government who are innovation ambassadors, who could really help the city become this innovation-friendly city. So that's sort of on the vision side. On the more tactical side, I would love to see us, you know, marry up GIS as the preferred tool for helping citizens visualize data about their government.
You think they're ready for something like that? Is it going to be an education process?
You know, I there's going to be definitely an education process, but when you look around, I don't know that there's any other tool that's mature enough to play that visualization role. I think, you know, you think of a perfect example where governments around the country, around a certain time frame in the year, publish 500, 600, 700 pages of a handbook.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that could really consume that much data, or they would want to, frankly.
Yeah.
So think of the power of helping citizens visualize their budget. In 4 or 5 visuals, can you help convey to the public what government is collecting, where is it spending it, and how would benefits, you know, how would it advance this positive change in neighborhoods? So there's, you know, from today's reality to that vision in the future is a big, huge gap that needs to be addressed in education, community engagement, getting all the different private sector and startup community to help us address those issues. I think it can be done, and I think Philadelphia is a great place and positioned well to make those things happen. There are a lot of people who that I am representing, frankly, who have that same vision, same message, and seize every opportunity to create that, sort of push Philadelphia to achieve that type of civic fusion.
Yeah, and you talked about an open data policy, which is one of, I think, your visions. Is that going to be difficult to implement, or are people embracing it?
Well, so the mayor actually, had the vision, and we've executed on it, and a year ago delivered an executive order that he was able to sign. So there is an open data mandate that basically encourages agencies to publish high-value data sets mm-hmm. on monthly and sometimes quarterly basis. What's interesting is that when government liberates all that data, we're slowly turning that data into currency
yeah.
in Philadelphia, and the data is being used to communicate with the public, the startup community, the private sector, and not-for-profits. So there's some wonderful things that's happening as a result of that.
Great. Well, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, John.
I really appreciate
Pleasure.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks again for joining me on another Directions Magazine podcast. If you'd like to comment about today's interview, please write to me at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again, and be sure to tell a friend.